Our special guest, Becky Durandal of Arizona Chimney and Air Ducts, family owned and operated.
We started the company in 1985 as chimney cleaning. Our customers requesting dryer vent cleanings, we added air duct cleaning. The worst possible thing you want to happen to your dryer vent is for it to become clogged. That's when the fire hazard is definitely there. We basically use professional grade equipment.
Ideally, your laundry room is on an outside wall and it goes straight through the outside walls and dumps it out. But that's not the case for most people. Many times, the vent duct goes straight up 6 feet, 8 feet, 10 feet, 14 feet.
Average is actually anywhere from 20 to 30 feet.
Something to think about around your house or home so it doesn't all pile up in a deferred maintenance nightmare. Arizona Chimney and Air Ducts.
The direct number is 602-439-3218.
And in talking to all of our partners, Arizona Chimney Sweep, they service the Maricopa County area. You can find them at rosieonthehouse.com. And it's one of those, I don't like creating a lot of categories because it just makes it harder to find what you're looking for. Kind of like you were talking about with the paint. You know, when you have so many options, it's hard. But we do have a specialty category, dryer vent cleaning, because it is so unique. And then we have Scott out of Sedona. His company is Get the Lint Out, and he services Sedona and the surrounding areas. And then in Tucson, I confirmed with Andrew, Intelligent Design Air Conditioning does offer that as part of their services as well. So if you haven't had your dryer vent cleaned in a while, that was our weekly to-do a couple weeks ago. And we must not have talked about it in a while because it generated a lot more response than, you know, it's always funny what little things ping the interest, and that came up. So a little follow-up there. If you missed that to-do from a couple weeks ago, there's your reminder to do it. And then Arizona Chimney Sweeps, they have an offer that they have extended through through March because they had so many calls they couldn't service them all. It's like, well, we'll just keep the offer good through March so we can make sure and make good on what they committed to that day to everybody, because it's
that's great.
A well-needed service.
Good. So, well, that brings us to today's to-do. And we were talking about
today,
it earlier. It's the ghosting door. It's that door that I can remember the first time I covered this on air. It was years ago. We actually had a call from a listener about an hour after I had talked about it. And he said, "Rosie, you've saved my life. I get up in the middle of the night and I make my way to my bathroom and I hit my head on the door every single night." He says, "I just took your advice. I did what you told me to do. And now that door is completely out of my way." So for that door that ghosts close or swings by itself, the reason it does that is because the door jamb is not hung plumb. And that may be the finished carpenter doing a bad job hanging the door. Or it may be the wall itself was so out of plumb, the finished carpenter couldn't get the jam plumb. But for whatever reason, the door's not plumb. So what we can do is go to the root of the problem, take the casing off, disconnect the door jamb from the rough buck framing, replumb the whole door. That takes a bit of experience. Get it reset, put the casing back on, and get all the painting done. You've got a several-hour job there if you're a good trim carpenter. And if the wall isn't so far out of plumb that it's beyond fixing. So an easy way to try and fix this for you at your home is our weekly tip of the week. We made a video of this. And it does happen to be live on our YouTube channel. And it is the number one viewed video of all we've ever posted. Simply take a nail set or a 16-penny nail and your hammer and remove the hinge pin. Close the door and latch it. Remove the bottom pin from the door hinge, leaving the door closed. Take that hinge out and go out to the carport, garage, or back patio and lay the hinge down on the ground. Take your hammer and strike it pretty hard about a third the way down from the head of the pin. And what you're going to be doing is you're going to be putting a crimp into that pin. Now take that pin, go back to that door, set the pin, use your hammer, tap the pin home into that hinge. That pin now is going to have enough friction on that 1 3/8 hollow core door that it will stay wherever you put it. And it's kind of funny to read the instructions and then watch the video and then go to YouTube and look at the comments of all the people that say they've lived with this. I can't believe I've lived with this for 20 years and it took 2 minutes to fix. It's absolutely hilarious. So again, just one more little way we're working to become you, the Arizona homeowner, become your best friend, is by bringing you little tips of things you can do in, about, and around your house. And I think what we may want to focus on here the next few weeks, bud, is things you can do in, about, and around your house with your kids home all day.
Yeah, everybody's a little grounded.
I heard driving in this morning that the school closures nationally are impacting 21 million students.
Wow.
And I'm not even sure that's going to scratch the surface of what they end up doing. 5 school districts here in Arizona that I'm aware of, or 21, I think is what Gabe said.
I don't know.
21 across the state have closed. So this is a great time to find a home improvement project that you can recruit your kids to help with, for sure.
We only have one, and it's spring break at Wickenburg this weekend. All the other 3 are homeschooled, so we're going to be home all week anyway. So it has not really affected us at this point. It was actually the rain that canceled the rodeo this
weekend. Yeah, it was quite a rain. Yeah. Well, this situation is going to impact probably everyone. So just be ready for it and stay calm. All right, and if during the course of the week your anxiety level and your blood pressure grows up, just remember one thing. Hey, we'll be back on air next Saturday morning to kind of dial it all down, and you can reset and reboot and get comfortable in your skin again. That's our job here at Rosie on the House. We've covered so far today the tree of the month with Integrity Save a Tree and John Eisenhower this morning. We talked about color selection and painting with the Arizona Paint Company. They are offering free color consultation with anyone that signs up for a paint job. You can reach them by dialing 602-945-0064. And I would tell you, even if you think you know the color you want the paint job to be done in, I'd say, hey, if Arizona Paint Company is going to give you the color consult for free, take the color consult and just get an expert's eye at what the possibilities might could be, especially in light of what colors they are forecasting to become popular, which ones will fade out that have been popular the last 10 years. Take a look at that before you just jump into it. And if you want to arm wrestle with your homeowner association, do that ahead of time.
My color issue is Sedona red.
Sure.
Because I remember I got some paint that I said Sedona red, but it came out kind of orangey. And
yeah.
Now I'm going to have to think about repainting those accent walls.
Interior accent walls. Well, that is a handsome color. What did Karen call it this morning? A bossy color? She called them bold, bossy colors.
They can
dictate the space, which is what you want done sometimes. That's exactly the focus you want. So we talked about tricks on store and paint and painting. That was all a part of the show just today. Now, again, I want to emphasize mortgage interest rates are as low as they've ever been. You would be crazy not to do an analysis right now on your current mortgage. Now, I'm not telling you to take a 24-year or an 18-year or a 10-year mortgage and stretch it back out to a 30. But see if you can't get take advantage of today's low interest, put it on the same term you have left on your mortgage, and see if you can't take the payment down, put more money in your pocket, or take what was an 18 or 20 year mortgage, refinance it at this rate for a 15 year, and see if you're not making basically the same payment and cutting years of payment out of your obligation to own that home quicker. So I would just beg you to at least explore that opportunity right now. Arizona home prices are back to setting all-time record highs. Congratulations to Arizona and the strength of the economy leading up to where we are right now. Most of you have a good amount of equity sitting right there in your home, your house, and your castle. Put it to good use and allow it to improve your quality of life. There you go. Let's see. We've got other callers lining up here. Let's get back to them before we run out of time. Sonny is calling from Levine. Good morning, Sonny.
Hi. Good morning, Rosie. Thank you for taking my call.
What are you up to today?
Just driving right now, going to lunch with a friend, but had a question. My wife called. We just moved in, a year ago we bought a new build.
Okay.
Out in Levine, it was the builder was K-Hub. And so far, within the year, it was fine, but recent rains that we've had, it seems like a lot of things have been going on where a concrete slab in the front moved down. I was standing on it, and then it just moved down like 2 inches.
Ouch. Wow. Oh, mercy.
Yeah, so ever since that that happened, we called K-Hub because it's still within that one-year warranty.
Okay.
And my wife, got this. They came over. They said they measured it. They're going to fix it. But it's because of the rains. They're just waiting in.
Yeah.
Weather. But
that makes sense. I'll tell you, Steve, the Register of Contractors, it's not called a warranty period. It's a review period. It's actually 2 years, okay? And if I were you, I would start taking pictures of everything with a dated camera capability, and I would send it to the builder, and I would just say, I'd like to register these pictures in my file now. I'd send the letter registered, and this is all kind of a extra precaution that you're taking. You say the builders responded. They are going to take care of it when the rain stops. But if those stresses start manifesting themselves in the foundation, up the stucco wall, inside on the drywall, at the baseboard, where the ceiling meets the wall, that drywall joint, start taking pictures of those and date them, and just send them to whoever at customer service for that builder is taking it and filing it, and just keep that on file. And I would not hesitate to kind of casually ask your neighbors if they're seeing any of the activity as well, to see if it's through the subdivision or maybe it's just a unique situation right on your particular lot. But put it in writing, take photographs, and monitor it. The fact that the contractor is willing to participate with you right now and repair it is a great sign. The pictures, the writing, the journal, the log, the diary will all add credibility to your case should you need to elevate it and take it up the ranks at the Registrar or Contractor. Sonny, congratulations on getting into the new home. That's always fun and exciting. We appreciate your call. As a new homeowner, you're going to want to keep us on your speed dial. And make sure you log on to RosieOnTheHouse.com and subscribe to our newsletter.